In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 18, Bahnhof Zoo, the name of the main station in Berlin. In the last lesson, we played a number of recordings to give you an impression of the city. In the 1920s and 30s, Berlin was a centre of culture and new ideas in Germany. After the Second World War, Germany was divided into East and West Germany. The city of Berlin was also divided by the Berlin Wall. Since 1990, Germany has once again become a united country. The famous German singer and actress Marlene Dietrich, who left Germany in the 1930s for America and remained in exile until her death in Paris in 1992, always remained fond of Berlin. This is an extract from her song Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin. I still have a suitcase in Berlin.
Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin. Deswegen muss ich nächstens wieder hin. Die Seligkeiten vergangener Zeiten sind alle noch in meinem kleinen Koffer drin. Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin.
Now back to Andreas and X, who've arrived at the main railway station in western Berlin, Bahnhof Zoo. Listen to their conversation and try to find out how the station got its name.
Berlin, Bahnhof Zoo.
Komm, Ex, wir müssen aussteigen.
Warum? Willst du in den Zoo gehen?
Nein, der Bahnhof heißt so.
Warum?
Weil der Zoo ganz in der Nähe ist.
Ein Zoo mitten in der Stadt?
Ja, weil der Zoo schon 150 Jahre alt ist. Und damals war Berlin noch nicht so groß.
Warum?
Warum ist die Banane krumm?
Weiß ich nicht.
Weil du zu viel fragst. Jetzt komm endlich.
The station is called Bahnhof Zoo because it's located near the Berlin Zoo. Listen to the dialogue once again. When their train arrives at the station, Andreas tells X that they have to get off here.
Komm, X, wir müssen aussteigen.
X hears the name of the station, Bahnhof Zoo, and asks Andreas if he wants to visit the zoo.
Warum? Willst du in den Zoo gehen?
Andreas explains that that's just the name of the station.
Nein, der Bahnhof heißt so.
Then he explains that the station is called Bahnhof Zoo because it's located near the zoo.
Warum?
Weil der Zoo ganz in der Nähe ist.
X is surprised to find out that the zoo is in the middle of the city, mitten in der Stadt.
Ein Zoo mitten in der Stadt?
Andreas explains that the zoo is about 150 years old, and at the time when it was built, Berlin wasn't as big as it is now.
Ja, weil der Zoo schon 150 Jahre alt ist. Und damals war Berlin noch nicht so groß.
Warum?
X is getting on Andreas's nerves because she keeps asking the question why, warum? Instead of answering her last question, Andreas asks her a nonsensical question to which there's no logical answer. The question, which is used in much the same way as the English expression how long is a piece of string, literally means why is a banana curved?
Warum? Warum ist die Banane krumm?
X knows why Andreas is asking her this silly question, but she pretends that it's a serious question to which she doesn't know the answer.
Weiß ich nicht.
Andreas replies, because you ask too many questions.
Weil du zu viel fragst.
Andreas wants to get to his friend's house where he's going to spend the first few nights during his visit to Berlin. But X won't give him a moment's peace. She discovers a church, the Gedächtniskirche or Memorial Church. The church was destroyed in the war, im Krieg, but its remains were left standing. It's a Berlin landmark and one of the favorite meeting places for young people in particular. Listen to their conversation.
Schau mal, die Kirche ist ja kaputt.
Ja, das ist eine Ruine.
Warum?
Der Krieg hat die Kirche zerstört und als Erinnerung sollte sie so zerstört stehen bleiben. Das wollten die Berliner so.
Gehen wir da rein?
Nein, Ex, jetzt nicht. Jetzt fahren wir in die Kantstraße.
Warum?
Weil wir da schlafen. Da wohnen meine Freunde.
Und was ist mit Dr. Thürmann?
Den rufe ich dann an.
X discovers a church, eine Kirche, which she describes as broken, kaputt.
Schau mal, die Kirche ist ja kaputt.
Andreas tells her that the church is a ruin, eine Ruine.
Ja, das ist eine Ruine.
The ruin dates back to the Second World War. Andreas tells her that the church was destroyed in the war.
Der Krieg hat die Kirche zerstört.
And he goes on to tell her that the church was left standing in ruins, so it would serve as a reminder of the war.
Und als Erinnerung sollte sie so zerstört stehen bleiben.
That's what the people of Berlin wanted, Andreas says.
Das wollten die Berliner so.
X suggests going inside the church.
Gehen wir da rein?
But there's no time at the moment because Andreas wants to go to his friends who live in Kantstraße.
Nein, X, jetzt nicht. Jetzt fahren wir in die Kantstraße.
And that's where X and Andreas will spend the night.
Warum?
Weil wir da schlafen. Da wohnen meine Freunde.
X asks Andreas about Dr. Thürmann, one of the regular guests at the Hotel Europa. He'd invited them to visit him. Andreas says he'll give him a call.
Und was ist mit Dr. Thürmann?
Den rufe ich dann an.
And now it's time to look at some of the grammar we've covered in today's lesson. And we begin with subordinate clauses introduced by the conjunction weil, meaning because. In the last lesson, we talked about ways of joining main clauses to form one sentence. Today, we've come across examples of sentences joined by the conjunction weil, which means because. Weil introduces a subordinate clause. That means a clause that can't stand on its own, but depends on a main clause to complete its meaning. Listen to the first example. First, you hear a statement, a main clause. This is followed by a question and then another statement in response to the question.
Wir fahren in die Kantstraße.
Warum?
Wir schlafen da.
Now listen to the same information given in the form of one sentence. The second sentence is joined to the first statement by the conjunction weil.
Wir fahren in die Kantstraße, weil wir da schlafen.
In a subordinate clause, the verb always goes to the end of the clause. Listen to the example once again.
Wir fahren in die Kantstraße, weil wir da schlafen.
Subordinate clauses, as we said before, can't stand on their own. They depend on a main clause to which they refer. In conversation, however, the main clause is often left out when it's clear what's being spoken about. Listen to the example. Here's the question.
Warum heißt der Bahnhof so?
The complete but rather lengthy answer is
Der Bahnhof Zoo heißt so, weil der Zoo ganz in der Nähe ist.
In this case, a short answer, without the main clause, is possible.
Weil der Zoo ganz in der Nähe ist.
Questions asking why are generally introduced by warum.
Warum ist der Zoo mitten in der Stadt?
X asks her question without using the word warum, but her intonation makes it clear that it's a question.
Ein Zoo mitten in der Stadt?
And this is the answer to her question.
Ja, weil der Zoo schon 150 Jahre alt ist. Und damals war Berlin noch nicht so groß.
Now listen to both dialogues again from the beginning. And while you're listening to the music break, sit back and relax. Andreas and X arrive at the train station, Bahnhof Zoo, in Berlin.
Berlin, Bahnhof Zoo.
Komm, X, wir müssen aussteigen.
Warum? Willst du in den Zoo gehen?
Nein, der Bahnhof heißt so.
Warum?
Weil der Zoo ganz in der Nähe ist.
Zoo mitten in der Stadt?
Ja, weil der Zoo schon 150 Jahre alt ist. Und damals war Berlin noch nicht so groß.
Warum?
Warum ist die Banane krumm?
Weiß ich nicht.
Weil du zu viel fragst. Jetzt komm endlich.
X discovers the Memorial Church, die Gedächtniskirche. It was destroyed in the war, but its ruins were left standing as a reminder of the war.
Schau mal, die Kirche ist ja kaputt.
Ja, das ist eine Ruine.
Warum?
Der Krieg hat die Kirche zerstört und als Erinnerung sollte sie so zerstört stehen bleiben. Das wollten die Berliner so.
Gehen wir da rein?
Nein, Ex, jetzt nicht. Jetzt fahren wir in die Kantstraße.
Warum?
Weil wir da schlafen. Da wohnen meine Freunde.
Und was ist mit Dr. Thürmann?
Den rufe ich dann an.
Well, that's all for today. In the next lesson, X, Andreas and Dr. Thürmann go on a bus tour of Berlin. Join us if you can. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.